Pepper Young's Family. Pepper Young's Family is the true-to-life story of your friends, the Youngs. We'll be with them in just a moment after this message. The Young family is on pins and needles awaiting the arrival of Kurt Bradley and Nancy Wayne. Mrs. Young is upstairs now, trying to dress and at the same time see that everything is just right on the second floor, while Peggy and her father are in the living room.
Oh, Daddy, I'm so excited. Mom is all excited. Well, I've never been so excited about anything as Mr. Bradley's bringing a girl here. Oh, Daddy, put down your paper and tell me what she's like.
Well, baby, I only saw her very briefly. I only had a few words with her, but she seemed like a nice young person to me.
Young? Is she awfully young, Daddy?
Well, yes, she is quite young. I'd say she was in her early 30s.
Oh, that's not young.
Maybe it isn't to you, but it's darn young to me.
But what does Miss Wayne look like, Daddy? I mean, is she pretty?
Oh, yes, I think she is. Well, as a matter of fact, Peggy, I was so absorbed the day I was there, trying to find out why Mr. Bradley was pretending he had a job when he hadn't, and trying to find out what it was all about, that I don't believe I paid much attention to what she looked like. But as I remember, she was a pretty nice-looking girl.
Oh, Daddy, why don't you remember anything?
Hmm?
I want to know what color hair she has and what color eyes and all the rest of it.
Well, she'll be here in a few minutes, and you'll see for yourself. Where's Biff? Has he come down yet?
No, he's still upstairs. Daddy, please listen to me. Put down your paper. Look, I think this is going to be very difficult this evening.
Nonsense. He'll be all right once she gets here. He's just temperamental because he's a little spoiled, you know. He's had Kurt Bradley to himself all these years, and he doesn't want anybody else phoning him.
Well, I don't see how he can be that way.
Don't you? Well, now, how would you feel if I were marrying somebody else?
Oh, Daddy, don't be so silly. How could you be marrying anybody else when you've got Mama?
You needn't worry. I wouldn't. I know that nobody else can match your mother, and there'd be no use in my trying to get myself another girl.
Well, it's different with Mr. Bradley. He had such a miserable time with his marriage. Well, it's only right that he should try to find happiness, isn't it?
Well, of course it is. He's got a lot of years ahead of him, and if he finds the right girl, marriage would be a fine thing for him.
Well, and you'd think that Biff would want his father to be happy.
Well, I understand how Biff feels, too. I think if I had time, I could talk Biff out of his notion.
Well, I tried to. I tried every argument I know. But he's so bitter about the whole thing. You'd think it was a deliberate plan to hurt him.
Well, I'm sure he'll be all right once his father gets here. Oh, here's your mother.
Well, now, how do I look?
You look darling, Mama.
You look beautiful.
Oh, you know, I can't ever get an honest opinion from you two.
Well, you do.
Well, anyway, this is the only presentable dress I've got to my name, so I'll have to do. Oh, the table looks nice, doesn't it? Peggy, those flowers are sweet.
Do you like the way I fixed them?
Yes, they look perfectly darling. And it was nice of you to put some in Miss Wayne's room, too.
Well, I thought it would look sort of welcoming.
I wish they'd get here. Do you think the train's late, Sam?
No, Mary. Give them time. The train's hardly got in. After all, you don't want Pepper to drive like a maniac through the streets, do you?
No. Oh, Sam, I'm so nervous about all this.
Nervous?
Yes.
Now, Mary, why do you have to get all worked up about Kurt's bringing somebody here for the weekend?
Sam, you know very well why. I'm nervous because I'm afraid I'm not going to like her. And if I don't like her, I'm going to speak my mind right out to Kurt.
Yes, dear, I'm sure you are.
Sam, I am. I mean it. Makes no difference whether he's in love with this woman or not if she's not the right kind of a person.
Mary.
For him. I love Kurt too much to let him make a mistake at his time of life.
Well, don't you think the mistake will be his own mistake if he makes it? And it wouldn't be for us to say?
Sam, if I could prevent it in time, I'd do it. At least I'd have had my say. I wouldn't have to look back on it and regret that I didn't speak my mind.
Yes, dear, I know.
Mama! Mama!
What?
Over here! Oh. The car's outside! They're here!
Oh, Sam, my hands are clammy. I'm so nervous, I don't know what to do.
Open the door, Peggy. Open it and let them in.
We'll be back with the Youngs in a moment after this message.
Sam! Hey, Sam!
Kurt, how are you?
Goodness. Oh, Mary, you're a sight for sore eyes.
Oh, I thought you'd never get here.
You mind if I give you an enormous big kiss?
Of course not.
Watch it.
Hello, Miss Wayne. We're mighty glad to see you.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Young, and it's mighty nice of you to say that.
Mary, this is Nancy Wayne. Nancy, this is Mary Young.
How do you do? I've certainly heard a lot about you, Mrs. Young. Kurt never stopped talking about you.
Doesn't he? Well, come on inside. You must be tired after your long journey.
Well, we're not a darn bit tired. We feel fine, don't we, Nancy?
Yes, we do enjoy the trip. Oh, my. What a lovely home.
Do you like it?
Indeed, I do. It's so lovely to be in a home after living in an apartment for so long.
She likes the country, too, Mary, although she's a city gal.
I'm Peggy Young, Miss Wayne.
Oh, I'm sorry, Peggy. I'm so glad to see you. Forgive me for being so rude. Of course, this is Peggy Young, Nancy Way.
How do you do? Miss Wayne, you're going to be in my room.
Oh, thank you, but I'm afraid I'm putting you out.
Oh, no, not at all.
Oh, Peggy, will you take Miss Wayne up?
I'm sure she wants to freshen up before dinner.
All right. Will you come this way? It's right at the top of the stairs.
Well, Mary, what do you think of her?
I told Mary all about her. You remember, I met her in Chicago.
Mary, she's one in a million. Well, I suppose you two have surmised I'm interested in her, haven't you?
Oh, yes, we surmised, Kurt.
Can you believe it? Here I am, kicking like a steer, having to go to Chicago because I don't want to leave Elmwood. And I go to Chicago, and what do I find?
You find a job.
Oh, come on, get out. I find a girl with a capital G. And not only that, Mary, but she's a home girl, too. She can cook. She can keep house. She's neat as a pin. She's... Ah, why am I telling you all this? You'll find it out for yourself. Besides, I wasn't going to tell you anything about her. I was going to let you guess.
Well, Kurt, you didn't have to. I knew that you must be terribly interested in her to bring her here for the weekend.
You bet I'm interested. I'm crazy about her. I just don't make any sense.
Well, look, I'm just going to run out to the kitchen and see that everything's ready for dinner. I'm glad you're here, Kurt. And I'm awfully glad you brought her.
Thank you.
I want so much to get to know her.
Well, your ears should have been burning, Mary, the praises I've been singing, the stories I've been telling her about you. You know, it's a wonder she wasn't scared to death to come and meet such a person.
Oh, yes, Kurt, I know how you'd go on about me.
Well, just be nice to her, will you, Mary? Because she's a little timid about meeting you.
For goodness sake, what?
Well, after all, it's quite a big dose to take. Your future husband's best friend, his son. Say, where is Biff?
Oh, he's around someplace. He's upstairs sprucing up.
Well, I guess I'll run up and take a look at him.
Wait a minute, Kurt. He'll be right down. He'll be here in just a minute.
Well, I'm just going to see about dinner. You must be starving.
Kurt.
Yes, what is it, Sam?
About Biff. He's a little upset by all this, you know.
Upset? What do you mean, upset?
Well, he realizes that you're serious about Miss Wayne.
Yeah, I'll say I'm serious.
And he's got it into his head that he doesn't like it.
What do you mean he doesn't like it? What's he got to say about what I do?
He hasn't got a thing to say, Kurt. It's just that he doesn't like it. I think he's jealous. I don't think he wants to share you with anybody.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
No.
Oh, he'll get over that as soon as he meets her. Where is he, did you say?
Oh, he's upstairs. He'll be down in a minute. Look, Kurt, I think I'd let him come down in his own time if I were you. Don't hurry him. Let him make his own entrance. It's going to be easier for him if you do.
Well, all right, Sam. I'll just wait till he turns up.
Excuse me.
Oh, I should say so.
I'll just run out and see if I can help Mama. I'm sure dinner's almost ready. You'll excuse me?
Of course. A darling girl. I bet you're very proud of her, Mr. Young.
Well, I am. I don't think they come any better. She's a nice kid.
Oh, you hear that, Nancy? Why, she's the apple of his eye. Yeah, I don't think he's ever said a harsh word during his life. Now, have you, Sam?
Well, no, but I'm going to start in any day now.
Oh, there you are.
Yeah, I'm afraid I'm putting you all out. It's so nice of you to have me here, Mr. Young.
We're delighted to have you, Miss Wayne. I'll never forget how kind you were to me in Chicago.
Oh, dinner's ready. You can all come in to dinner now.
Oh, wait a minute. Where's Biff?
Oh, yes, Biff. I want to meet him.
Well, I'd kind of like to see him myself.
Biff? Biff, where are you? Oh, Biff!
A heavy silence suddenly comes over the living room as Kurt Bradley calls to his son. Biff just couldn't have left the house after promising Peggy he'd stay. And now a message from our sponsor. Next time, Kurt Bradley announces his intention of marrying Nancy Wayne. Be sure to join us on Pepper Young's Family. John Scott speaking. Pepper Young's Family is a modern drama production.